The plane crash happened a little before 1 p.m. Monday as the two tour planes returned from trips to Misty Fjords National Monument. PeaceHealth Ketchikan Medical Center's Dr. Peter Rice says that's when local medical responders were notified to prepare for incoming victims. Those victims started arriving about an hour later.
In total, we received 10 patients. Three were ultimately determined to be serious condition and seven in fair condition.
That evening, four of the patients were stabilized and airlifted to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle, a level one trauma center. Rice says the hospital has trained for this kind of emergency, but he says everyone is affected by the crash.
That our entire medical staff is profoundly saddened by this tragic accident, and our hearts are heavy for those families who lost a loved one in the accident. We send our deepest condolences.
Harborview confirms four of the patients were transferred there. Of those patients, a 67-year-old man is in serious intensive care. In satisfactory condition are a 63-year-old woman, a 61-year-old woman, and a 61-year-old man. Injuries include broken ribs, pelvis, arm, and spine. The U.S. Coast Guard reports that 14 of the people on board the two small float planes were American, one Canadian, and one Australian. About 150 Ketchikan residents gathered at noon Tuesday in front of the hospital to pray for those involved in the plane crash. Organizer Rhonda Bowling says it's a way for locals to show they care.
So if we can get together and pray for all of those, for our family here in Ketchikan that was affected, for the tour operators, for the victims and the tragic losses of life and their families, we just want to show our love and support and encouragement and ask God to just kind of rain down on this community and all involved.
Prayers went out to the victims, their families, emergency responders, and search crews. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.